top. 19-00177-PA, 1601 Abercorn Street, Amira.
It's not big enough for you to see.
Make it bigger.
Is that you riding a bike, Ryan? Oh, no, it's just pointing down the back.
So, the applicant is requesting approval for a mural to be installed at 1601 Abercorn Street.
Pull the mic over, if you don't mind. Thank you very much.
The mural's entitled Biker Girl and will be acrylic paint on a 6-foot by 5-foot canvas affixed to an existing wood fence located on the south side of the applicant's, it's a medical office, is where it's located. The mural is of a girl drinking out of a to-go cup and will be located behind a bicycle rack shaped like a bicycle, so it'll look like she's riding the bicycle. The neighborhood in which the applicant is proposing the mural is one that in recent years, in a large part due to increasing number of students moving to the area, has become a more eclectic and artistic neighborhood. The patients of the medical practice in turn are also a large number of students, many of whom rely on bicycle as transportation to and from the medical practice. The structure that the mural will be adjacent to is a non-historic and non-contributing structure within the Mid-City Local Historic District, which is this building. These are renderings of it, and this is the fence that it'll be located on. So the theme of the mural is that of a typical cyclist located within that neighborhood and representational of the mode of transportation chosen by a large percentage of the practice's patients. The mural complies with the Georgia obscenity laws. It doesn't advertise any illegal activities under any of the laws that Georgia or the United States holds. The mural is not located on a building. As you can see, it would be located here on the fence. It would be affixed to the wooden fence on the south side. And we have previously approved murals on fences prior to this one. One specific one I found was in 2015, located on a wooden fence as well. The mural will be respectful to the greater context of the neighborhood. The mural will be appropriate to the building site and the surrounding neighborhood as well. The proposed paint type, though, is acrylic, so we propose paint type to be more of a superior quality or exterior paint, and we also propose that they utilize some form of weatherproofing on top of that as well. The chosen artist has completed large works prior to this one, as you can see here. And the funding
It's like one of our meetings.
The funding is going to be provided by the applicant as well. And notice was sent to all property owners in the area, and we did receive one email of opposition, which is available to you. If you want to see, I can pull that up as well.
Is it in the submission packet?
It is.
What was the basis of it?
There is no basis.
Want to just pull it up?
Yeah,
pull it up.
It's already pulled up.
I love the address, too.
Oh, it just says, "I am against placing the mural."
Well, and he's not excited.
There.
Okay.
So staff recommends approval of the mural at 1601 Abercorn Street with the conditions that, one, they ensure the proposed paint type is of superior quality and is intended for exterior use, and we also propose that they ensure that the mural has a weatherproof or vandalism-resistant coating, because otherwise it does meet the standards and is visually compatible for that area.
Can we see that again?
Mm-hmm.
That's just cool.
Girls.
This is us.
Older.
Now, is that's not it, though?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's going to be that, not what you showed above. That's not going to be.
I was just showing you this so you could see that it was in front of the.
Oh, I see. So that's going to be painted.
It's behind the background.
I see. Okay.
I like that even better.
Yeah, that's cool. Much cooler. Yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah.
It's a novel idea.
I love it.
Absolutely. That is.
Make sure she, you know, they don't write Coca-Cola on that damn cup or something like that. You know.
She's drinking a beer.
It's a beer.
Beer is better.
That's
strong.
Any questions? For
yeah, my only question is, the city recommended using a superior quality paint. What type of paint are you suggesting?
They don't specify what exactly the paint type is other than acrylic. And in our standards, it does specify that you're supposed to be using a superior or exterior quality paint.
Right. No, what I was saying was, what type of, is there a specific type of paint that
just,
the city's recommending?
That it is superior quality or exterior paint.
Just not acrylic.
Yeah, just not just regular, like,
I agree with that. Yeah.
That is such a neat idea. I mean, I'm just fascinated by it. When are they going to put it up? Do you know when they're...
As soon as you approach.
They're on ladders right now, right?
After we procure the right paint, of course.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very good.
But whose idea was it? Was it the artist's idea?
We should have the petitioner talk.
Yeah, watch come up.
Man?
Well, any more questions for Ryan?
No.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Brian. You did a really good job of explaining that much better than I could. My name is Amy Brock, and my husband and I own this medical practice. It's called Shrink Savannah, and it's actually a mental health provider. So psychiatrists and psychologists and therapists. So.
Oh, God, we need you here.
Yes, that's why we're trying to get a little closer into downtown. We're currently over on Stevenson and Waters in that area. And a lot of our clientele is SCAD students and young professionals and this demographic that you see here. So, and my husband, Chad, actually came up with this idea. He's very into bicycling and has served on the board of Bike Walk Savannah for a number of years until just recently. And the area, the Thomas Square area, is so bikeable and friendly to that respect that this image fit really well. And he and the artist got together and sketched and discussed ideas, and he really wanted these bicycle racks that were shaped like bicycles, and together they came up with this idea. So.
What's the address again? It's on 32nd Street.
It's 1601 Abercorn. It's on the corner of 32nd and Abercorn. It's right across from Sly Sliders is in the area, kind of across the street from there.
That's awesome.
So so you came up with the entire concept of putting the bike rack in, and then, so the bike rack wasn't already there, and then you decided.
No, we ordered those and made sure that it was okay to install those and got permission.
Maybe it's an example for other people. That's a great idea.
I mean, I'm assuming the rack is secured to the ground so the jerk can come over there and pull it off.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's not installed yet, but it will be once. We put it in there temporarily to kind of show, take photos to show what the concept was, because it is hard to explain without seeing it.
I would suggest that if you, in addition to protecting the rider, that you also put some protection on the bike rack too.
Okay.
Keep people from, you know, putting graffiti all over it, and maybe you may not be able to keep them from doing it, but maybe you can at least clean it easily.
I sure hope so. We'll look into that because that's, you know, we're going to invest in this artwork for the, you know, for the area and for our building and everything. So, you know, we do want to protect it and make sure that it stays nice.
One more question. I mean, is it going to be lit?
Yes.
So in other words, at night?
There is exterior lighting.
That's really cool.
I put a motion detector on. I swear to goodness. I mean, seriously.
We are investing in security all around. We have cameras and all of that good
What's
stuff.
That thing we have downtown? Is it the
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Thing with the,
it'll be in the minutes, too. So.
Tell us the time. My brain is. What do we have on the squares? It's constantly being vandalized.
Sundial.
Oh, the sundial.
Yeah. So they are just mean people.
I know.
So if you can light it and motion it and everything else, and have somebody there with a shotgun at all times.
Well, we just bought the house next door to have that property as well. So we're going to be protecting the area.
Did any of the assume those towers are the tower-like structures at the end of the building? Was that your expansion?
Yes.
Okay.
We've completely, we're in the remodel is ongoing.
Uh-huh.
Should be finished next month.
Well, let us know when you get one's finished.
We will.
Yeah.
We would love to invite you all to come see.
Have a delegation.
Yes.
Christ, it's a great idea to tell your husband.
Thank you. He'll be so pleased to hear that. He was sorry he couldn't be here himself. Duty calls.
Yeah. You know my regard, Jane.
I will. Thank you. Any other questions for me?
Yes, ma'am. If it's in order, I'll have to make
them. I can't wait to see
okay.
it.
Thank you.
Any
no public. Oh, I'm sorry. No,
any input from the public?
Motion to approve the staff recommendations.
Well, I have to ask you one to discuss it first. Any discussion? There being none, do I hear a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Second. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, we now go to the business.
Thank you.
Good thank you very much.
Have a great
time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I got to announce the next regular meeting is Thursday, June 6th, at 4 p.m. Location to be determined. I'm not sure what, Brian, what does commissioner's items mean? Is that referring to me?
If anybody has anything. Yeah.
Singular apostrophe should make plural apostrophe.
Is there a chance it won't be here?
Yeah, there is a chance. It just got the project start date just got pushed back again to the end of May, so chances are it was still next one will be probably hopefully at the I'll let you know where. As soon as I know.
Here or there.
As soon as I yeah, we'll be here or there, but I'll let you know as soon as we know.
Okay.
I think you come to the wrong place.
Yeah.
Any commissioner have an item to discuss? Well, I just learned this before the meeting. Brian, you can explain it better than I can. But basically, if somebody puts up a mural that's unapproved by us and unacceptable, we can't immediately pass her over it or something. I mean, say some sort of offensive mural that has not been approved by us. We have to go to court, is that correct?
It's on the list of things I was going to talk about, so we can just go over it at that point if you'd like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The only other, sorry, I had one thing before, or are we getting on Brian now? Okay.
Commissioner's item still.
Okay, sorry. My thing is, so the city ordinance says that when naming a park or a tree, whatever it is, it's for renaming. There's nothing for unnamed parks. The application clearly says for unnamed parks. I've been speaking with Joe Shearhouse, the third or second, I don't know which one he is.
Second,
thank you. And I've been told, yes, the ordinance is, you, even if you're naming an unnamed park, you still go through the renaming process, even though there's no name to it. Like, you're going from a vacant lot to here's your brand new park. So my question is, are there any plans to address the renaming for unnamed? Like,
you mean change the name of the ordinance?
Changing the process out of the, for it only to be renaming, even though you're currently using the unnamed locations under the renaming
yeah.
process.
And that ordinance was written by Joe Shearhouse and adopted by the
yeah.
city.
I know he's looking at redoing it
yeah.
after the election. But.
Yeah. So that if that's a suggestion for him, I would go ahead and
just talk
let him know
that.
Let him know that, because there'll be, but I mean, the intention was, my understanding, and it's been used this way, is that they've been using it to name unnamed things
yeah.
as well. So,
but I thought he had said that naming something out of whole cloth was much more difficult than renaming something. Is that, I misunderstand?
I think it's the other way
the
around.
Way around.
Right.
It would make sense if it was the other way around.
Right.
So if something's never had a name, they're technically, according to what I've been able to find out, is there's technically no process for it, but the city uses just the renaming process.
Which is a brand new process, so.
So what's the problem with doing that? It's only specifically stating for renaming.
The name of the ordinance needs to be changed.
Yeah.
So I would make that suggestion to Joe because he's going to be tweaking it. We've had a couple of like team meetings too about any suggestions for when he updates it after the election.
Okay.
But they've been using it for naming and renaming.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, we just assume that anything that doesn't have a name is called the unnamed park.
That's just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other commissioner questions? Yes.
So last meeting, we went over a couple of questions that were brought up. One being what was happening with the list of approved murals that was asked for. So here's the list that I've created. I went all the way back as far as I could go to find approved murals. These are only murals that were deemed to be permanent murals, not on rotation or temporary murals at all. So this is just what would hopefully the only ones that would still exist today that have been approved.
Am I having a hard time understanding you? I mean, my hearing, between hearing aids and hearing else, can you just, you know, slowly say that again? I just missed it.
Yep, so essentially code compliance had asked for a list of approved murals mm-hmm. that we have here, and this is just a list that I've created going as far back as I could, and then I have now forwarded that on to them. It's essentially to help with finding murals that have not been approved so that they can move forward with it from there on their
enforcement.
Then they also got to decide whether it's a mural or if it's graffiti. I mean, it may not qualify as a mural. Is that true?
An unapproved mural is graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then there's the difference between deciding whether that's a sign or a mural.
Okay. I think it's a good idea and probably a long overdue.
How
they add this list?
Yeah.
How
many
are
there?
How many
murals?
There are 43 on this list.
And what's the
including today?
Yes. Now there are 44.
Is that list chronological?
It is not.
So what is the assumption from this? Like now? Like what's the next step after this? Are they?
I would assume that this is their or code compliance's way of kind of cracking down on what is approved and what is not.
Gotcha. Are they actually going to do anything?
So that is.
I mean, that's the question.
That's next on the agenda. If you'd like me to move forward on that one.
I mean, that was going to be my question. I mean, if it's on private property, the city can't go on someone's private property and paint over it.
Exactly.
No, but they can cite them.
Right, okay.
And these are all murals.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're not monuments or statues or anything like
no
that.
No monuments, markers, anything like that. Question?
Okay. Yeah, not for me.
Okay. So next was the update from code compliance. It was asked to find out essentially what the consequences for graffiti or unapproved murals would be. And I received an email from Todd DeSautel, not really sure how to pronounce his name. He essentially says, in general, the violations will be addressed firstly with the property owner. They will be notified, provided a amount of time to correct the violation. And then if it is not corrected in that amount of time, the city will, at that point, he says, deem it graffiti. And then it will be subpoenaed to a court, and then any fines or any things from then would be in the discretion of a judge, not up to code compliance at that point.
Who are we proposing this, or who is proposing this?
This is what is what they do.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This just helps them.
Yeah, you all asked at the last meeting what the process was for, what the city's process was for removing graffiti or citing graffiti, and that's their current process.
So nobody decides to make those court, and there's a legal process
involved. Mm-hmm. And all of my questions still remain for code compliance, which is, no offense to you, Ryan, but that's why I specifically asked for somebody from code mm-hmm. compliance, because I live in a neighborhood in the Savannah Shines neighborhood, and we've gotten wonderful smoke from code compliance, but absolutely nothing's being done. So it's like, that's great that there's a process where you say, oh, well, then they'll subpoena it to court, so on and so forth. But what we found out is if it's not easily fixed, code compliance isn't going to waste their time citing it. Like, basically, if this is doesn't have to do with murals, but if it doesn't involve basically mowing your lawn, because that's a quick, easy fix, you're not going to get cited.
Well, so it sounds like a very long process. I'm sure it has. It would seem to me that if it's not a mural, that they ought to go over there and just paint over it. I mean,
well, not if it's on private property.
They have the right to do that. Legally,
on public property.
So, are they given the when they're citing these people? Is the option? I feel like the option should be given for them to come through this process if they want.
That's what the given amount of time that they're saying to correct the violation. Okay. So, saying you can come apply for a COA, you can go through any sort of process you need to go through in that certain amount of time. He didn't relay any official amounts of time that are given on that. So, could only, be.
Then the reason I say that is because I would hate for, say, someone that has somebody came and did a mural on their back, you know, porch or whatever, and they get cited, and they get upset, and look at us as the man coming down on them if they're not given the option. I just hope that that message is being relayed, that they do have the option of getting, of having the option of it getting approved, rather than just saying, we're going to cite you.
It must be, because that's how the last one came to you all last month, was that it was, you know, that Mark Armstrong complained to code compliance, and so then they went over and you know, incited her and gave her a site monument application, and then she applied.
Okay.
So.
It
strikes me that the court thing is just not necessary. I mean, it's the only way you go to court is if mural owner went to court and somebody said that you have to take it down.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the idea is that it doesn't get to that point that they apply to you all and you all either approve or deny it, and if you deny it, they get rid of it.
But we go to
court.
Which makes no sense to me.
I'm sorry?
We say this body says this is not a nice mural, so you have to take it down. And then to enforce that, we have to, you know, the city has to go to court, right?
Well, yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
The
owner of the mural should
For a mural, I don't know. I mean, we do it fairly regularly for building stuff. Or Allison was just there yesterday at Recorder's Court.
Fun. Yeah.
It's the worst.
So I really have two questions. One, and I'm assuming you probably can't answer this because you're not with code compliance, but how many has code compliance cited? So that's one. I figured you didn't know the answer to it too. So I noticed that almost half of the murals are ostracized. Is that a word?
Asterisk.
Yes, thank you. And when you look at the asterisk, it says they're the panhandle slim ones. Mm-hmm. So
that means they're not very good.
Right. Yeah. So that's really the one that created this entire discussion. So that particular person says he has no idea that there's a process that has to be followed for, and I can show you the message where I was told that by him, that he doesn't know about the process.
No, we all know
that. He says that all the time.
Yes. I know. He's been here a dozen times.
So then with that being said, how reliable can we even look at this information?
Guys, can I tell you something? I'll be perfectly honest with you. I have no idea what we're talking about. And the Panhandle Slims came to our meeting the first time, basically said, didn't know anything about us, didn't care, and he was just doing what he wanted to do.
I don't want to reopen the whole Panhandle Slim thing. I guess I'm just frustrated at code compliance. I don't mean to take it out on you, Ryan. Please do not take it.
We'll see if we can get someone to come talk to you all, and you can they can tell you their process. I'm not making any promises, but we'll see if we can get Todd or Kevin Milton or someone to come and talk to you.
Find somebody who's willing to come here.
I think I'm safe in reporting that this is unanimous. We want to see him.
Yeah. I will work on that.
You were asked to make this list for code compliance, am I right? with the idea that they need this or they want this? Is there something in the wings that they're going to actually do? Or did they just ask for this randomly out of the decades that this has been going on?
Well, this is I don't know if you all are aware, but this is a pretty new staff. The director is new, Todd, who's under the director, he's new. All these people came in after, and with the city manager. Honestly, until recently, I don't even think they knew there was a mural policy.
That wouldn't shock me.
I mean, the whole first Panhandle Slim issue was before they even worked here. Mm-hmm. This is just, they're just actually finding out about this now because of the Freedom Mural. But I don't know what the exact request was, because the request was to Ellen. So after Ellen left, then we got another email from Todd saying, hey, where's that list? So I don't know what the exact exchange was between the two of them, but my understanding was it was prompted by the complaint of the Freedom Mural, and then him saying, oh, we have a mural policy? Well, where are the ones that are approved so that we know what we're looking at? When we're looking at a mural there, was that one approved, or should we be citing that one?
Yeah.
Who's
he?
His name's Todd. I'm not even going to try and say his last name. DeSaltles, it's up there at the top. He. I don't know what his title is, but he's just under the director of code compliance, who's Kevin Milton.
This is from, he works with code.
Yes, so he requested this from Ellen.
Okay, so that's, I agree, it's a step in the right direction.
They're aware that we have a mural policy now, so that's.
I will admit, yes, I am highly skeptical of code compliance.
I also made the comment at the last meeting, you weren't here, when this Panhandle Slim came up, that there are, I've seen, and I'm sure we've all seen, some murals that are completely deteriorated and look terrible and need to come down, frankly. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I don't know if that's in parallel with this or what, but it really did look terrible.
I don't even know if it should be,
How does that work, Ryan? How will they come down, or do they?
Because some, they're on all kinds of different buildings. Some are abandoned buildings, so I don't know if it's private property or if it's.
So, Ryan, when are you going to transfer to code compliance so you can start it?
we really would like to cover somebody from.
There is a, and under your mural policy, there is a standard under maintenance that says the mural must be properly maintained to ensure that the material failure peeling paint is corrected and vandalism removed promptly in accordance with a property maintenance ordinance.
And code and compliance enforces that essentially.
That's their name now. They used to be called property maintenance. Now they're called code compliance.
That's better.
So anywhere you see property maintenance in your mural in your master planning guidelines, that's the code compliance department.
Along the lines of a list, so this is, I don't know if this actually would fit under this or possibly should have addressed it in commissioner's items. Somebody had approached me regarding a list of all of the approved monuments for the city of Savannah. And my understanding is the most recent updated list that the MPC has is 10 years old.
12.
Oh, 12. I was getting, you took 2 years away. Where's the city on in updating that? Just since I've been,
that would be his guy.
That's us.
Yeah. Or are there any intentions of?
You don't have enough to do, right?
It is on our work program. It is on Ryan's work program. We are hammered. We're busy. It is on our work program. It's actually as more things happen, it's moving up on the work program. But it's been at the top of the work program.
There is a list, if I'm not mistaken, in our manual, correct?
Right, and that's what he's saying is.
Okay. That's 12 years old. Right.
Yeah, we haven't updated it, and so we need to add any ones that have been built since 2007 to this list.
I'll be honest with you. In all the years I've been on this board, other than the Georgia Historical Society plaques to go up, I can't remember a whole lot of monuments that have gone up. I remember there was a discussion about one in Forsyth Park. And in the paper recently, there's probably a half a dozen going up on the old Armstrong House. There was an article about all these large various sized
sculptures,
structures, or whatever that's going up there. And I mean, I'm saying we haven't really done a whole. If it's 12 years old, John, we probably haven't done very many.
I think the only monument I can think of since then is the World War II monument on River Street.
Right.
Yeah, those are statues on private property, of course.
Yeah, and Ellen evaluated those and determined they were not under your purview and issued him a letter.
Said that we weren't relevant to those.
I bet you we're not missing a half a dozen. Seriously.
I would love to be able to say,
we're only missing half a dozen, but as a city that's heavily based on tourism, to not be able to tell you, here are all of our monuments.
We'll prioritize updating this.
Was that a monument that we did at the new hotel over there?
It was an MLK monument. Yeah.
That's not up yet, though.
Right, yeah. That was approved.
Yeah, and just so you all know, you probably will have one next month.
Monument, cool. We got it to the list.
We have an awesome park next month also.
What's that?
I said, aren't we going to have a park next month also, hopefully?
A park? Are you submitting?
An unnamed park. Is it an unnamed park or is it a named park?
That's why I guess.
An unrenamed park.
Yes. Don't worry, I've already...
We will prioritize that because you're right. I'm presuming it's the same person that called me that talked to you and was looking for.
Yeah, I've known him since college.
I wasn't proud to tell him that our list is 12 years old. But
he said it just 10, so I was like, okay.
Well, this says 2007 on it, so I'm presuming that's when we, because the 2013 update was when you all created the mural policy. So it's possible that those maps were updated in 2013 too, but I bet that mural policy was just added then, not the monuments and markers updated. Okay. But we'll prioritize that on our work program, or we call it our special projects.
I mean, I'd special risk in the car, and as you're driving around, you have to go a block over just to check it out. Man, that'd be a bad idea.
We'll prioritize.
Cool.
Are we finished now with code compliance?
Yes. Yep, so we have the African-American Monument. A couple of questions have come up last month, mostly from people out here, not from you guys. One being how the letters on the monument are hard to read in some form or fashion. So me and Luciana Sprocker went out and actually looked at the monument and determined it most likely just needed to be cleaned. No actual alterations needed to occur. So we got in contact with Gordon Denny, and he is scheduling. We don't have an actual time yet for the monument to be cleaned prior to the dedication of the new plaque being put on. So that's something good.
That's awesome.
For our compliance discussion.
Thanks for doing that.
And then another thing that was brought up was the letters that have accumulated on the monument. Again, Luciana Sprocker got in contact with the person who runs the visitor center that has been collecting these letters. They're being worked on right now. So there's a lot of renovations happening, and we don't know where the letters are or how many of them exist, and that's something that we're currently trying to find out. She has contacted that gentleman who says that he knows where they are, and we don't have any answer yet. So we will try and find that. And once we get that number of letters that have been collected, then we've decided we will determine whether or not the next thing that was brought up, which was a kind of collection box for these letters to be put into. If there is a very low amount, Luciana has decided that it would not be necessary to provide any form of box. But if there is a large number, she has said that we may be able to find a way to create said letter box or reflections box, and then she will be able to then collect them and keep them in archives at that point. So
it's cool.
She said either way, she's going to take the letters that do currently exist and keep them in archives. So we will have that.
Awesome.
We'll tell her thank you.
Some way.
Yeah, that's cool. Attaboy.
Yeah. I recall thinking about having some sort of display for rotating the letters through some sort of display by the monument.
Possibly.
Yeah, that's it. Wanted to write that one down. But the other thing I was thinking is that she could do, you know, she does those, she calls them like small object. Mm-hmm. not displays, exhibition, thank you, yeah. Small object exhibitions at City Hall. I thought maybe we would suggest something like that to her or something. So.
Or just scan. I mean, you could scan them and have them available online. That's right.
Yeah, well, they digitize all their stuff, too, so.
Maybe there's a way to, like Christopher said, they scan them. Maybe we just have a desktop in there that people can just actually go through them and see them and read them without actually having it there. I mean, they could have some kind of display, you know, at City Hall where they could go look at them without having to touch them and all that stuff.
Yeah, and put them on the city's archives website.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Cool.
Got all that?
That's it.
That's it.
Well, so next is the Ships of the Sea. They're on, I believe, May 22nd from 5:30 to 9 p.m. They're having a 200th anniversary for the SS Savannah's historic transatlantic crossing. And at the same time, they're also going to be featuring the new opening of the Robert Morris exhibit, which will be featuring large indoor murals within the building. So we received this morning, I just threw it on here, an official invitation to attend that event. It's free to the public anyways, but it's nice that she invited us to go to that. So
May 22nd,
5:30. I don't know if it's on here, but.
It should be. You added it, right?
Is that a Wednesday?
If not, I already planned on, once I leave this room, to email you guys the actual invitation, so you will receive that. I send a lot of emails, you will learn that.
I appreciate it. You're
wearing that address.
Put Nick Henry's name on all of them.
I do appreciate all the emails as well. It keeps me...
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I get frustrated, but it's good to know what's going on. I would much rather have them than not.
The fact that code enforcement is asking questions is just a wonderful occurrence, really.
A what?
It's a good occurrence. The fact that they're asking questions.
Yeah, it is. We'll work on.
You know, just that's good.
Yeah, we didn't get as far. You know, I mean, actually, I think we got kind of far for a month. trying to, you know, work it, do these things. I know he's rolling his eyes, but these things take time sometimes. And you know, Ryan did a lot of work getting that, just to get that list together and then start asking him questions. Yeah. So I think we'll try and get somebody here.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Well, and now we have that list. I mean, that exists.
It exists. So, that's right.
And it's current.
So great.
And it's current.
That's great.
Okay. Well, we'll have to add the one that was approved.
Just one closing note here is, Christopher and I went to the Mary Musgrove dedication, and I can prove I was there.
I sent an email saying I saw you. I didn't include names. I didn't want to call anybody
out. I heard
that was an awesome. I mean, I want a second. That was a really sort of historic moment to recognize someone like that. And there was a lot of people there.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could have gone. That's nice.
Okay. Unless there's an objection, I declare us adjourned.